Aryan Simon Tuf Ayin He Tuf Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, the Machaber says, "V'chomakom Aser Lechol Set Salui Kulu Kecha B'lai Lazeh." You're not allowed to eat a set that is completely roasted. Mibnei Shenir Ka'ochal Kachim Bechutz, because it looks like you didn't catch him outside of the Beis Hamikdash, as we said, with its hands and legs tied up. V'mayim Mechutach, but if it was cut up, O Shechaser Meno Eiver, or it's missing a limb, O Shealak Bo Eiver Vehu Mechubar, or you remove the limb and then you tied it back up. So then, in a place where they are knowing to eat tzli, so then you're allowed to eat that type of tzli on the Seder night. You shouldn't eat or drink too much, so that you don't come to eat the afikomen when you are full, which would be considered a chila gasa, which is not considered to be an actual eating that you could be yotzei and mitzvah with. Or if you drink too much, you might get drunk and you'll fall asleep before you're able to fulfill the mitzvahs, which we know happens to some people, so you need to be careful when drinking the dalet kosos. The Mishnah Berurah adds that there's a Tosefta which says that a person is chayv to be osek in the hilchos of Pesach the entire night. This chiv is brought in the Shulchan Aruch later on, which says that it is until you are falling asleep. Rav Nissan Karel, it says that it doesn't mean that you mamish have to be osek and sleep your tzias mitzrayim until you're mamish falling asleep, because then you're considered anus. Rather, it's the time that you would normally go to sleep, that's when you should learn about the Hilchos Pesach until. Rav Yashav says as well that it doesn't mean that you mamish have to fall asleep on the table, because you still have to say Kriya Shema Lamita and Amapiel, so it must not be that you say it until you fall asleep, rather until just a very late time. Siv Beis, afilu basar egel v'of, even meat of any type of animal, kol davar shaton shchita, which requires shchita, asar lechol tzli, b'magam shenagu shelo lechol tzli. It's prohibited to eat roasted food, even if it's in a place where the minhag is not to eat this meat which is roasted. Meaning, even though you can't bring a Karban Pesach from this type of food, still you're not allowed to eat it because people might be mistaken and not realize that this is allowed to be roasted and this isn't, and they'll end up allowing all roasted foods. But fish and eggs, so those you would be allowed to eat roasted because they're not similar to meat and people won't be mistaken, says the Mishnah Berurah. And even the egg that we place on the Ka'ara, that is roasted, you are allowed to eat that. But if it's in a place where the minhag is to eat tzli, then you would be able to eat any type of meat that is roasted, as we said. The Ramah adds, "Noagim b'ksas makomos lechol basuda beitzim zecher la'avelus." The minhag is to eat eggs in certain places zecher to avelus. V'nir aliyatam, the Ramah says, the reason is, mishum Shelel Tisha B'Av Nikba B'Leil Pesach, because the night of Tisha B'Av is always the same night of Pesach, the first night of Pesach, meaning whatever night of the week it is, that's going to be the same one. So if the first night of Pesach is on a Sunday, so then the first night of the night of Tisha B'Av will be a Sunday. V'o Zecher L'Chorban. Furthermore, Zecher L'Chorban Shayim Akriven Korban Pesach, because we're reminded that we don't have the Korban Pesach anymore. We're very sad, so we have eggs for this. V'yesh Noagin Shelo Lechel Shum Tibul B'Laila Rak Shnei Tibulim Sh'osem B'Seder. Some people have a different minhag that they don't do any dippings except the two dippings of the Seder on this night. The Gra writes another reason why we have eggs, not because of the avelas like Tisha B'Av or avelas of the Beis Hamikdash of not having the Korban Pesach, rather because a beitza is zecher lechagiga, and therefore you need to eat it. The fact that we don't eat the zroa on the Seder plate as opposed to the egg, that's because that's roasted and you're not allowed to eat roasted meat, but a roasted egg would be permissible. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you should for sure the extra eggs that we eat as part of the Seder for the reason of a Zecher L'Churban or whatever, that's an extra thing. But the egg that's on the Seder plate, we should for sure eat because of the Magon, and yet it doesn't seem to be that is what people actually eat, even though it really should be. Simen Tafayin Zayin, Dina Echilas Afikomen, Sif Alef, L'Achar Gamar Kol HaSeuda, Ochle Matzah Shmura Tachas HaMapa. After you have finished the meal, you eat some of the matzah, which is under the cover, Kazayis Kol Echad, each person she did Kazayis, Zecher LePesach HaNechal HaSova, as a reminder of the Korban Pesach, which used to be eaten when they were full, V'Yochlenu B'Sebet, should be eaten leaning, V'Lo Yivarech Alav, but you don't make a special bracha, since it is only Zecher Ba'alma. Mishnah Berurah says that women are also chayavos in this, and the Mishnah Berurah says that lechachilu you should really have two gezesim, one zecher lepesach and one zecher to the matzah that was eaten along with the Korban Pesach, but does not need to be eaten at the same time, as we said by the mitzvah of matzah, where we said that you should eat both at the same time. Here, by the afikomen, you'd be able to eat them one after the other.